This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. The Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium is about to get a $53 million settlement from the Indian Health Service for about 15 years of unpaid contract costs. Now, Search hopes the federal agency will continue to pay its bills. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
The Indian Health Service pays the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium to provide health care services to about 17,000 Alaska Natives and American Indians in Southeast. But for more than 15 years, IHS failed to reimburse Search for nearly $40 million in contract support costs. Search CEO and President Charles Clement says contract support covers such things as building insurance, audits, electricity bills, and other compliance activities required by IHS.
We don't have a choice whether we buy insurance. We have to have an audit every year. We pay an auditor to come in and fully audit everything. And it's genuinely bizarre that they would say, you have to do this, but we're not going to compensate you for that.
The Indian Self-Determination and Education Assistance Act requires such costs be paid in full. When that doesn't happen, Clement says Search has to use other revenue to pay the bills. And that means sacrifices in patient care.
We hear lots of feedback from patients, you know, about access to care and timeliness of care and formularies, and we try to resolve them and take them into consideration continuously. But at the end of the day, when you spend all the money that you have providing these services, there's only so much that you can do.
Search has an annual operating budget of around $115 million. Clement says almost half comes from IHS, with the rest from a slew of grants and third-party payers like Medicare, Medicaid, and insurance companies. 2014 is the first fiscal year in more than 15 years that Search has received full support payments from IHS. The two entities signed the final settlement agreement July 23rd. Clement says Search will likely receive the entire payment in the fall. He says the settlement puts an end to any contentious issues between Search and IHS.
I'm ecstatic. This is a big deal. I mean, to have something this big interrupting a relationship that we have with the Indian Health Service, it's hard to just overlook the fact that you have a deal and someone's not fulfilling their end of the bargain, because the Indian Health Service is really our partner. And so to have that resolved is a huge relief.
The settlement includes interest and will go into a reserve fund. Clement says Search will also use the one-time payment on deferred building maintenance, information technology, and medical equipment. U.S. Senator Mark Begich recently introduced a pair of bills requiring the federal government to honor contractual obligations made with tribal organizations. Heather Handyside is Begich's press secretary.
His two new bills will ensure that these payments are not just made at the whim of the current Senate and House representatives and president, but are going to be written into law so that they will not only be approved but also funded and won't come out of discretionary funding. So those are all important steps to make sure that this doesn't continue the same cycle that we've seen historically.
Search is one of several tribal organizations across the state that filed claims and reached a settlement with IHS for unpaid contract support. Settlements range from several hundred thousand dollars to more than $150 million. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.
A large copper and gold mine planned for an area northeast of Ketchikan got British Columbia's okay Wednesday. Seabridge Gold of Toronto was granted what's called an environmental assessment certificate to develop the controversial Kerr Sulphurets Mitchell, or KSM, mine. Permit requirements were developed in consultation with British Columbia tribes, but the National Congress of American Indians, backing a coalition of Southeast Alaska tribes, says Canadian laws and regulations have been weakened in recent years and now allow activities that would not pass Alaskan standards. Seabridge still needs approval from Canada's federal government. The final comment period for the KSM mine ends August 20th. Bethel Public Radio Station KYUK has selected the tribes of Kungiganuk and Good News Bay as partners for building low-power FM stations that will repeat the KYUK signal and bring broadcasting to them and possibly neighboring villages. The price tag is an estimated $18,000 per station, or just over $30,000 if villages want to build a simple studio that would allow them to create their own programming. KYUK's goal is to eventually eventually build low-power stations in every Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta village that does not get a reliable signal. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.